Welcome to Innate Women Podcast with your host, Dr. Skylar Kobacki, and me, Dr. Megan Epps. Thank you for joining us as we focus on the six foundations of health: community, hormones, nutrition, movement, recovery, and mindset. This is where we will take a raw and open approach to healing. Let the discussion begin.
Welcome to Innate Women's Wisdom Wednesday. You have me here as your host, Dr. Skylar. So today we're going to take a little dive into talking about having it all and what that means for women these days and how it is affecting our health and overall well-being. Megan and I talked about this in a recent podcast episode, and we wanted to do a focal episode on the Wisdom Wednesday to help women kind of understand how to avoid this overwhelmed, overburdened feeling when we try to, quote unquote, have it all in our lives. And this is going to look different for each woman out there. It's super individualized. For example, for myself, you know, before I ever had children, I was super convinced that I was always going to work full time and also be a great mom and have all the time in the world to exclusively breastfeed my children, make their own food from scratch, make sure the house is clean, and also excel at my career 100% and be super fit and healthy and just overall achieving every single goal I've ever set in my life. And then I got hit in the face with a good old stiff slap of reality after I had my son. And honestly, during my pregnancy, it kind of was very obvious to me that in order to be the type of mother that I wanted to be, I had to step away from work. And not step away 100%, but step away from the level of work and commitment to my career that I had pre-pregnancy. And I feel that this was the best decision for my life in this season, for my family's life. My husband and I made this decision together. And I'm very happy with where I am in my life right now. And I wouldn't change it because I think this is the way it should be. And the way that I've come to these major decisions in my life is by following my core values. And my husband and I, before we got married, we did core value exercises because we're those type of people. And we made sure to sit down, and even if our values weren't precisely the same, they were generally the same in that we were able to support each other's values and that they aligned. And this is what we wanted to come on here and talk with everyone about, that with modern society, modern media, modern social media, women are constantly being fed this, I would call it an illusion of other women having it all, right? Having this perfect life, perfect family, perfect career, and there's never any hard or ugly or messy times. And you know, like I said, this is an illusion, and it sets women up for this feeling of inadequacy, I believe, feeling of failure when they attempt to obtain this idea of whatever it is to have it all in their mind, and it's not possible to the degree that they thought it could be, or it just looks different. So we wanted to talk about, you know, how you can have all the things you've dreamed of. It just might not look exactly how you thought, because everyone has a different capacity. And not everyone is going to be able to have a very high achieving capacity, and that's okay. And some people are better at having their focus dedicated to one thing rather than having a lot of irons in the fire. And that's totally okay. Everyone's different. And it's about knowing yourself and knowing how you operate and what makes you happiest. That's going to be the best for you overall. And doing a values exercise on your own and with your partner or with your family is a really good place to start when making life decisions. Brené Brown has a really great values exercise on her website. She also talks about it in one of her podcast episodes. about the importance of values and how it helps to serve as like a guiding light in your life when you're making decisions. And if you know your core values and you have shared values with your partner and your family, making these decisions about your life are going to be so much easier. One of our core values is family, and it's about being very present for our children. We felt very strongly that we didn't want to do any type of daycare or nanny situation. So for us, in order to have and honor that value, what it looked like was me stepping away from my full-time career at the moment and spending that time with my son and our future children. And for us, that works. And for other families, that might not be a part or not exactly how their value looks or their top values look. Maybe career is one of your highest priorities and top values. So for you, having a nanny is a godsend and a blessing. And that would allow you to tackle your career to your fullest potential. All this to say that when you make your life decisions based on your values, you will feel much more content and much more fulfilled because each decision is rooted in something that is deeply a part of you. And that's not to say that your core or top two values are going to be the same your entire life. It's a good idea to revisit your values. You could do it every year, you could do it every couple years, because right now, maybe one of your core values is staying home with your family and raising your children. But say in several years, when they're high schoolers and busy with their own things, you have a whole bunch of time that you never had before. And maybe your core values shift back to your career or being creative. So your values can change, and that is totally fine. And when you have a good grasp on your values and what's important to you in your life, you will feel much more fulfilled because the things in your life are supporting your purpose. If you've never done a values exercise before, we really recommend that you do. It does not take very long. We will link Brené Brown's value exercise in the show notes. And I really encourage you just to take the time to sit down and go through it and intentionally try to find what your top values are and let them guide you in your future life decisions. Thanks for joining us this week.
Thank you for listening to the Innate Women Podcast. You are invited to join our community at innatewomen.com. We believe that healing is not done in isolation. If you want to start your healing journey or join a group of women who are dedicated to growth and health and mindset, join our social media and our private Facebook group to connect. To find out more, head over to innatewomen.com. We can't wait to meet you.